I'm a child of the tundra, and the tundra is my home. So, and it's such a thing that imagine that I have such a big heart that it's space enough for a white big tundra in that heart. So when I'm walking on the street in London, then the tundra is with me in my heart. So if I get exhausted, then I go into that white tundra and rest and find new energy. And sometimes when I'm at home, then I also walk into that physically. But most of the times, I travel to my heart tundra, this, and it's a big white horizons there. And there are grosbergs, and there are polar foxes, and there are wolves and reindeer and bears and birds and insects and spiders and all kinds of beings that can, if I need advices, then I can ask them for an advice. So then I used to travel to that tundra. It is a big mystery how these people with this language ended up here so far north, all the way to the Arctic. And as Nils Aslak Valkeapää yoiks in one of his yoiks that we can't make it further north because the ocean is in our way.
Tomorrow, another language also around the fire. New migratory routes for tomorrow's reindeer. The stones have other habits. A distant time in time, distant.
Okay.
It is the folk tale that how the Sami got reindeers from the underground people, because the underground people, they would sometimes their girls would interact with our boys. And this story is about a boy who is asleep, and then some of the girls from the underground people, they come there and they look at him and they think that he's such a beautiful boy. So they start to tease each other that you don't dare to give this beautiful sleeping boy a kiss. And then this boy awakens and he looks at these three wonderful girls. So then he catches one of them. She's coming there to give him a little kiss, a little secret kiss. And then she's caught by him. And then a very difficult situation appears, because it's love between two worlds. And it can either end in that way that the boy goes to the underground people, so he's never seen again among his own people. Or he could get the girl to be a human. But this story ends in a good way, that he is then brought to the underground world and he's married to her, and then he gets a reindeer flock from the underground, and they are very special, very many white, beautiful reindeers, and reindeers with different colors that can make a reindeer flock beautiful. So yes, it ends in a good way. But these stories are also more than stories, because if somebody disappears, and yes, it is dangerous to be on the tundra, then one would say that this person has found an underground partner and is not surfacing now anymore. So it's also a soft way of talking about a hard thing. In Sami, we have dream time, the time when animals and humans spoke to each other. And closer to the time is also the time when we were in contact with the underground people, the people who lives underneath the surface of the earth. So they are the keepers of the land. So the art of joiking and the art of reindeer herding, it's told that we learned these ways of living from the underground people. And I find it a very intriguing thing, because that imagine that the keepers of the land, meaning the land, taught us how to joik and how to do reindeer herding and all these other activities that were so needed to manage when you live so far north.
It's possible to go kind of trance when you listen. You relax, you lie down, and someone is drumming this, and you focus to listen to that. Suddenly, you lose everything. But, and then you're in a kind of sleeping, no? And you're not sleeping. You're not awake, you're in between. And we have a word in Sami for that. Acha kasas. Acha kasas. Then you are, you're not sleeping, but you're not awake, but you are in between them. But the, as we heard about here about the Noaidis, you know, they went up out from their bodies. And they could see each other.
The animals decides where to graze at different parts of the years, and we follow the reindeer. We don't decide where to graze. It's more the reindeer who decides that it's time now to leave to these areas, from the inland to the coastal area in the spring, and back from the coastal area to the inland in autumn. They have it in themselves. I would call it instinct in the animals. And it's just like when the reindeer female starts to move from the inland to the coast, it's just like nothing can stop them because they are pregnant and they want to get to these calving areas.
Mm.
It's a very interesting thing, the relationship between the man and the reindeer. It comes from the Sami dream time, that the reindeer said that the wolf is tearing me apart in such a hard way. I know that I carry all this meat, and I know that it's somebody's food. So if you promise to kill me in a clean way, and that you appreciate all the meat, and you use all the goods that I can provide, you use my hide, and you use my horns, and you use my teeth, and you use everything that I give, because I'm giving you the most expensive thing that I can have. It's my life. So if you replicate that by really respecting me and enjoying the food that I give, then the deal is okay. The Sami language, it is based on the Hungarian and the Finnish language. And also Estonian is related to the Sami language. The Sami language has also origins in the space, meaning that, for example, that we have very many words for snow, which they don't have use for in Hungary, for example, but we can talk very much about snow. If you look at a reindeer, two reindeers, then they, for an untrained eye, they look pretty similar. But there are, it's a very deep language, very sophisticated to describe the nuances of colors, how you can differentiate one reindeer from the other when you are talking about it. So, for example, the whole range of a snow white reindeer till an off white reindeer, all these different nuances between the snow white and the off white.
Yeah.
think that there are so many shamans in the world right now. For example, a shaman is a person that knows different worlds. So in that respect, you are also a shaman. You know the London world, and you know the Tundra world, and you have been traveling between these two worlds. So in that respect, shamanism have never been so alive that it is today. And it is important because we will need to understand each other's worlds when we can get into this big, big enterprise that we have to go through, namely to save our planet. I think we all have a part in this. And the reason why I have to be in this that conversation is that I bring these Tundra stories into that. And then I perhaps will make the London shamans to understand something that they didn't understand. And they will make me understand something that I didn't understand. And therefore, we are there for each other in that respect, to make this world a good place to be. some parts of modernity are putting up filters between the nature and the man. I'm so intrigued these days about this issue, whether the nature have rights on its own terms. And I think that it's so important to sort of be a firekeeper. We are still close to our traditions, and thereby we can tell the rest of Europe and North America and South America that one can reorganize the relationship between Earth and man with all these global crises that we have ended up in. And therefore we need really to help each other out of that. And I think that one contribution to that must come from the indigenous people.
Thank you.
What happened with the Norwegians was a very tragical thing, actually. I guess that when the Vikings lost their own religion, then they got lost. So they got lost into Christianity and then to starting to claim our areas and to claim ownership here and there, and to claim that we shouldn't speak Sami and have any Sami culture. All kinds of strange claims. So, when an offense is done, it's a tragedy both for the victim that is exposed for the offense, but it's also a tragic thing for the offender. So the Norwegian culture, now they try to make up many of the wrongdoings that they have done against the Sami and made the Sami culture get deep wounds. But it seems that we are going towards a time of reconciliation.